This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. That's the number one song in the country, Grammy-nominated Truth Hurts by Lizzo. She's in town this weekend at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater with her 'Cause I Love You Too tour. Also up this weekend, there's Trevor Noah, comedian and host of The Daily Show, bringing his special brand of political commentary to the Queen City. Joining me to discuss these and other arts and entertainment events around town is Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Gwen.
So let's start with Lizzo's tour that stops here on Sunday. Tell us more about her and the show.
So Lizzo is a singer, songwriter. She's also an actress. A lot of people know her for her body positive songs and really great performances. She also has a supporting role in the new movie Hustlers, starring Jennifer Lopez. So this has been a really big year for her. This Sunday, she'll be at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater, like you said. She has the number one song in the country with Truth Hurts, and it's really like a female empowerment song. So people really get excited when they hear it. The interesting thing is this song actually came out in 2017, but it recently entered the Billboard charts after it was included on a soundtrack on a Netflix movie, I believe. So it's been playing since then. So now she's on the top of the charts.
And ticket info?
So tickets are available on LiveNation.com, but they are selling fast. So if you want to be in the crowd, I would suggest you go check them out.
Now, on Saturday, there is an opportunity to experience a bit of the culture and flavor of the Caribbean. The Karen Dale Foundation Caribbean Gala is happening at the Levine Social Center in Matthews. Tell us more about that.
So the Karen Dale Foundation supports health and education initiatives in Caribbean communities. The proceeds of this gala will support the purchase of medical equipment for the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital and St. Anne, Jamaica. They will also have an auction and live entertainment from the steel band Panmaster straight from the DMV.
A party with a good cause. Tickets?
So the tickets are $65 in advance and $75 on the day of the event.
Great. Now, here's a recognizable voice.
Americans do not care about abbreviation nor the English language. They don't give a damn. I learned this in the small things. Like for instance, when I was in Tennessee, I stumbled on an organization known as the Ku Klux Klan. You heard of them? Worst magic show ever. Guy gave me a pamphlet. He was like, come and see the Grand Wizard. Grand Wizard! The Grand Wizard! Didn't do one trick! Not even one trick. I mean, I noticed a few black people disappear, but I mean, that's not magic.
That's Trevor Noah, author and host of The Daily Show, in town this weekend.
Yes, Trevor Noah is here on Saturday at the Spectrum Center in Uptown. And this is one of the stops on his Loud and Clear tour. If you are any kind of familiar with Trevor Noah's political commentary, you are in for a treat. And have fun, Charlotte. You know he will have some jokes for us, but take it in stride. So general admission tickets start at $38.50, and you can get them on Ticketmaster.
And Katrina, we are wrapping up our weekend with Open Streets 704. Explain what that is for those who haven't heard of it, especially newcomers.
It's actually a pretty cool event. I've been to it before. So it's a way to promote walking and biking in the city. So the streets are closed down, no cars allowed. And this one will be a 4-mile ride starting in historic West End. So that's Seversville and Wesley Heights. And the route will take you through Uptown, Wilmore, South End, Endon, and Dilworth. Along the way, there'll be vendors and some cool stops that's family friendly. So bring out your bike or put on your walking shoes. It's from 1 to 5 happening on Sunday.
Will there be entertainment, live music?
They'll have live music. It'll be arts and crafts, food, just something for everybody.
Sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of choices again this weekend. Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks, Gwen.
Katrina Lewis is the managing editor of Q City Metro. Yeah.